Here's the, so Holly, you, Holly prepared a copy of the records, the disposition of reference to the incident reports. Is that right?
Yes.
And then there's a form here for the, that you've signed, Sheriff, for the boxes 1 through 8 and the 9 through 23.
Yes.
And what is, this is handed to us.
That's the record retention schedule based off the state statute of how long we're required to keep the documents.
I think it says like 7 years, and this is 2001, 2002 you're speaking of.
Yes, there are some that says we need to keep them for 30 years, but regardless, we're not destroying the documents because we have them in electronic format. A lot of agencies don't even save a paper copy. So we have the same documents in electronic format in our records management system. We're just asking to destroy the paper copy because we're out of room.
You're saying electronic format. If it is 30-year documentation, unless the Secretary of State's changed it, the only thing they accept beyond is microfilm.
If it's a permanent document.
If it's a permanent,
uh-huh. We can go microfilm. We can keep it in a digital. We do have the option of pulling that from that digital and sending it to be microfilm. At this point, we only have a handful of reports that would need to be microfilm. So it's almost pointless to send just a handful. We need to get two or three more years in and send a bigger amount.
Those that have to be permanent, you're keeping them. They're not being put on digital and being destroyed.
Well, they're already
on digital.
They're already on digital. They're originally, whenever we do our reports, they are done digitally.
Uh-huh.
And we print copies off.
Mm-hmm.
So originally, they are digital.
Mm-hmm.
So the original copy is digital?
Yes.
But if it's a permanent document, you're not destroying it, or else you're microfilming. Is that correct?
Correct. We can save those.
We can pull those and send those to be microfilmed.
Yeah. If it's a permanent
document.
If it's
like a permanent. It's just at this point there's such a few from 2001, 2002 that would need to be at this point.
So those would not be part of this.
They would not be destroyed, no.
Good. Thank you.
Sheriff, how did you want... So in the letter that you wrote and signed, asked for this form to be entered into the minutes. So do you want us to accept it and enter into the minutes? We're not approving it, right? We're just
correct.
Accepting it. Okay.
Correct. That's Holly stated that she spoke with somebody from the clerk's office that said it would probably be best if it was recorded in the minutes before we went ahead and destroyed the paper.
So move to accept and enter into the record the records disposition statement as signed by Sheriff Daniels and presented.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried.
Thank you, Bob.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Have a good day.
You too.
You too.
All right, grant of permanent and perpetual easement and right-of-way for public road purposes and temporary construction easement for construction of public road improvements. John and Kendra Helsel.
Do you guys have any questions on it?
I probably just never noticed it before on these. But it has the paragraph in there about for the consideration of $1 and stuff, and that's something you put on a deed normally.
Yeah.
And this is just a temporary easement. Is that correct?
No, that's a permanent right-of-way.
Well, it said permanent, but it says for the temporary construction.
That also could include temporary. Those include temporary construction to where we can get off the right-of-way during the project, and then that goes away.
And that easement is we ever have to work on everything, we have a permanent. Yeah. Thank you.
My understanding is for there to be any contractual agreement, there has to be something that pass hands.
Correct.
So it's in every, it's a dollar because it just meets the requirements.
North of Branson, much needed turnaround. off the go-kart track road.
Move to approve the grant of permanent and perpetual easement and right-of-way for public road purposes and temporary construction easement for construction of public road improvements by and between John Helsel and Kendra Helsel, husband and wife, and Taney County.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Grant of permanent and perpetual easement and right-of-way for public road purposes and temporary construction easement for the construction of public road improvements. Sandra Muller.
This is one located out at Ridgedale. We currently have one, but due to the bigger equipment that we have now, we're going to expand it to make it bigger, easier to turn around in.
No questions?
Nope.
I don't know.
Move to approve the grant of permanent and perpetual easement and right-of-way for public road purposes and temporary construction easement for construction of public road improvements between Sandra K. Muller and Taney County.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Letter of support for Elevate Branson's new Elevate Rides program.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. I just wanted to come and see if you had any additional questions or comments and be able to answer those, and just thank you for taking this into consideration.
On this letter, have you seen it?
I have not.
Do you want the April, the date? Is the date fine?
Yes.
I had no. Was this one that I was told that was needed, wanted to be sent out to multiple entities?
Yeah, we're applying for grants, and so it's just good to have letters of support. So
that's why I was asking. I didn't know if the date mattered, and then does the two whom it may concern, does that matter?
That's fine, too. That way I can use it for multiple entities. Yeah, that's great. Thank you. !=
Are you getting, on what you've started so far, are you getting interest in the project?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we good. Have great interest. This is dotting the I's, crossing the T's to try to get down the road to get the funding, but we're still on track, so we're hoping to launch in March of next year.
Any question?
Nope.
I don't.
Move to approve the letter of support for Elevate Branson for the new Elevate Rides program.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And I think Shannon said she'd just email that to me, I think.
Okay.
All right. Thanks. Have a great day.
Thank you.
You too.
We'll be in recess. I've got 9:23. We're scheduled for executive session upstairs under 610-021-1 and 3, legal and personnel. We'll be in recess.